interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello, friends. Wow. May. May is full speed ahead, folks. That's right. We're not too far out from Memorial Day, where we can take some time to appreciate our fallen brothers and sisters. And there's going to be a beautiful dedication on Monday, May 30th. And I hope that 9 a.m. over at Memorial Island. I hope that as you're listening, you can maybe squeeze that into your schedule. Kids, of course, won't be in school, so you can bring your children with you and pay homage. That's always touching and beautiful. A quick shout out to some of our friends before I introduce you to the gentleman in the studio today, which I can't wait for our listeners to know more about this organization. But quick shout out to our friends over at True Colors Salon and Spa. Open on weekends and evenings. It's a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. Just over the past couple of weeks, a few of my closest girlfriends have converted and become True Colors clients, and they've loved their experience. Sip on a little glass of wine while you change up the cut, the color, the style, and they're just thrilled, happy with the price points, happy with the stylist. You will be too. Located in Vero on Old Dixie, it's the largest salon in the Treasure Coast. And again, a 100% customer satisfaction goes a long way. And of course, also a nice shout out to our friends at Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. You are not a number, you are a client. They use local appraisers, they never sell your loan, and they have offices throughout the Treasure Coast and Space Coast, right? So Melbourne, Vero, St. Lucie. It's a complimentary consultation that can get you into the home of your dreams. And as we come into summer, when kids are out of school, lots of folks start planning on those relocations and maybe getting a bigger house or a smaller house, whatever Absolutely. The times might be, right? Okay. Something tells me that though I represent handsome men with muscle at White Glove Moving and Storage on the daily, Brad, I really feel like your team probably knocks it out of the park when there requires some heavy lifting to be had. Here in the studio, we have Brad Eskew. He's our president over at the Indian River Firefighters Benevolent Association. It's a nonprofit, 501c3, established in 2012. And I'm so thrilled that you're here because you all do many things behind the scenes. Brad, share with our listeners a little bit about the mission of the Indian River Firefighters Benevolent Association, please.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I just want to say thank you for having me on the show today. I'm extremely happy to be here and talk about our nonprofit and what we've done in the past, what we're looking forward to doing here in the future.
Yeah.
The main mission of our benevolent is to support the health, safety, and welfare of our firefighter community. And their family members in times of need, whether it's financial hardship or something unexpected coming up in their lives.
Absolutely.
So that's why this was started, to help our, you know, first responders, and also to help give back to the community we live in through many different things that we've been doing throughout the time we've been organized since 2012.
10 years, you're celebrating an anniversary.
10 years, yeah. It's been a long time. Yeah. I recently just took over the last year.
Mm-hmm.
What we've tried to do is just try to improve the community we live in outside of, you know, helping people with their calls on 911 or whatever's going on. We want to give back more to the community. That's what we're here for. We're here to serve everybody, and so, yeah.
It's twofold. That's really rewarding. Yeah. I love mm-hmm. that. Now, you have over 250 members.
Yeah, it's probably a little higher now. We've hired some people since then, probably close to 270 now.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, if someone is a first responder in any capacity, they're automatically a member?
Yes. So, any river firefighter, paramedic here in the county is a member of our benevolent. So, we put on, you know, events throughout the county, help out with other charity events.
Let's highlight some of those charities and some of the events that you've been able to lend a hand with over the past 10 years, shall we, Brad?
Yes, absolutely. So the big one we did this past October in 2021 was our mental health awareness golf tournament. And that was to benefit the Mental Health Association of Indian River County.
Great organization. We've had them on the show several
times. Yes, they are awesome. Very awesome. And so what we wanted to do was try to help raise awareness with, you know, the health of the mental health of the first responder, you know, that has these traumatic calls and events and
the things that you witness
raise awareness.
And see.
Yeah, absolutely. And just absolutely raise more awareness. And then also to help the people here in the community that are having issues with, you know, mental health. And so,
which has been on the rise post COVID.
Yes.
You know,
and it was all time highs during COVID. And so that was something we wanted to come out of the gates here in 2021 and just really, you know, show the community, hey, we're here. We're still here for you guys, even though COVID's going on. And so we put on a great event. It was at Vero Beach Country Club. We sold the event out, we had to ask them if we could get a couple extra teams in, you know, for the tournament, which they did, which is great.
Very nice.
We raised a lot of money, and we actually got asked to go back next year, this year, 2022. And so we were honored to do that because they don't allow too many outside, you know, events to go on there at Vero Beach Country Club because it's a private club. And so we're honored to, you know, be a part of that. And then some of the other stuff we touch on, that we help with, the Victory Kids is another nonprofit here in the county. They do some stuff with kids as far as like football, like flag football and stuff like that, after school program stuff. We've helped them a couple months back with some equipment purchasing. And then we had an event at the Firefighters Fair, the Cash Cyclone, and we actually donated some money to the Gifford Youth Orchestra to help buy some new instruments for them. And if they were to need it for any sort of events they had coming up for traveling and stuff like that.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Way to take like a feature and dedicate it to a cause. I like that. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so, and then Mullet Fest, which was at Walking Tree Brewery, that was to benefit St. Baldrick's of Indian River County. So we actually helped organize a truck pull.
Yeah.
So you get some teams together, you know, get all your strong guys. And we have the Sheriff's Department donated their MRAP. And it's, I guess it's some sort of tactical vehicle that they have there. And so we used that for the truck pull. And that was a great event, raised a lot of money with that and helped out the St. Baldrick's of Indian River County.
There were some really sweet mullets there.
Yes. Were you there? Did
yeah,
you
of course.
Awesome.
I had to just check it out for myself. Mullets are really making a comeback. It was a great event.
It is. It's funny because I'll pick my daughter up from school and I see these kids and they're 8, 9, 10 years old and they got mullets.
Right?
You know, it is definitely in again.
It is so in.
And then also the Firefighters Fair, you know, they have the 4-H out there. And so we donate some money to them to help with, you know, refurbishing the area where they're at, you know, helping with the pens to build new pens and whatever they need. So we help them out. And then we also try to get involved in a lot of the local charities that put on events like golf tournaments and stuff. So like the Veterans Council of Indian River, they have a golf tournament coming up in June.
Uh-huh.
So we like to put teams in, sponsor teams to go help out these other, you know, nonprofits here in the county.
While also playing a great game of golf.
Yes,
I mean, it's a win-win, Brad.
Yes.
I like the way you give back. Yeah.
So, and then that kind of leads us to where, you know, we're trying to move forward here in the future. And we got an awesome, awesome inaugural offshore fishing tournament coming up in June 18th. And it's to benefit the Clean Water Coalition of Indian River County.
Such an incredible organization, Mr. Charles Pope was one of the founding members, very passionate about it for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Clean Water Coalition, another 501c3, helps to lead the fight in restoring the waters of Indian River County, established in 2018 with the mission to protect and restore the waters through advocacy, education, conservation, and restoration. And let's face it, the initiatives like lagoon restoration, restrictions on applications of fertilizer, safe biosolids disposal, improved methods of wastewater collection, vessel discharge protection, clean and secure portable water supply. These are things that really do tie in beautifully, not just with our county, but that of our first responders in addition. It's a nice fit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an important thing here, the Indian River Lagoon. you know, I was born and raised in Indian River County and spent many days during the summer and throughout the year just, you know, enjoying the lagoon and our waterways and, you know, to see where it's kind of come from then to now, you know, I feel like, you know, we needed to do something. So that's why, you know, the local Indian River firefighter paramedics, you know, we want to do our part, you know, to help protect and kind of restore and rehabilitate the lagoon and the waterways. And so we launched a campaign called Firefighters for Clean Water.
Uh-huh.
And so we're, you know, going to try to help raise more awareness, raise more money to help restore the lagoon and the waterways. And so we, you know, we're excited to do this and we're looking forward to having a great event, you know.
So you're going to be holding it up in Sebastian.
Mm-hmm.
And I personally just realized that the Captain Butcher's is under new ownership and new branding.
Yeah.
So Sebastian Saltwater Marina.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you're going to host your captain's meeting the night before the tournament on the 17th, 5:30.
Yep.
And everyone, all captains will be there. They'll get all of their signage. They'll get their number. They'll know all the ins and outs. They'll have the rules.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Everything will be explained, questions answered, all that stuff will be done at the captain's meeting.
Okay. And then the next day, bright and early, lines in 6 a.m. on the 18th of June. And there's some epic prizes here.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. Brad, tell our listeners.
All right, so the total tournament purse is $10,000 up for grabs, which is
sweet.
Awesome. And so the top, the big board, the fish that we're looking for are going to be grouper, dolphin, kingfish, and tilefish. And then we're going to also have a bonus fish. It's going to be the amberjack.
Uh-huh.
So a top boat, overall top boat is going to be $2,000. First place for any of the fish on the big board is going to be $1,000. Second will be 500, and third place will be 250, and then whoever lands the biggest amberjack is going to get $1,000.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. And then we also have prizes for the junior angler and the lady angler.
I like lots of prizes. It
yes.
is an incentive. So how many can be on a boat? How does one register the boat? What's the entry fee?
So the entry fee is $250. You can register on our website. The website is www.irffb.com. And if you go to our events, go to the fishing tournament page and scroll down, you'll be able to individually register a boat. Or if you want to sponsor, you can look at the sponsor form on there and sponsor and pay online. You can pay by check and send the check in. Call, you know, all of that is on the paperwork. For everyone to see.
Okay. And how many people can be on the boat?
The boat, we're gonna try to max it out at 6 people a boat per boat.
Okay.
So, but yeah, I don't think we'll have any issues.
So 6 lines in the water.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At 6 a.m.
Yeah.
I like it. It's drilled into my head now, Brad. That's good stuff. And if you didn't get a chance to catch the website, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a link to their webpage for the event on treasurecoastinsider.us, treasurecoastinsider.us, or you can simply Google the Indian River Firefighters Benevolent Association and their website will populate, because you're not going to want to miss this incredible opportunity to get out there, mm-hmm. have some fun, win some prizes, and most importantly, help to support the initiative of firefighters for clean water. I just love that. That's really good stuff.
Thank you.
And when we get back from a short commercial break, we're going to just delve a little bit deeper into some of the work that you all do, as well as how folks can continue to support maybe outside of this event. And so you're listening to the Treasure Coast Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast. I'm your happy hostess with the Moses, Anna Valencia Tillery. We are in the studio today with Brad Eskew, president of the Indian River Firefighters Benevolent Association. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, CaliberHomeLoansTreasureCoast.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors. Endorsed by the Vero Insider.
ITEX, or International Trade Exchange, is the largest barter company in the world, with over 25,000 members offering goods and services. We're a marketing company that brings you new business in the way of trade, with over 200 local members enjoying the benefits of ITEX, like lawyers, doctors, plumbers, media, printing, and more.
Hi, this is Liz Bowler. Contact me and find out why barter through ITEX has been smarter for over 30 years. 772-532-1881. Visit ITEX.com.
You can trust Sandpiper Pest Control, serving Indian River, St. Lucie, and Brevard. Certified by the state of Florida to treat homes, lawns, and termites. Fully licensed and insured. Priced right, effective, and friendly.
Hi, this is Joel, the owner of Sandpiper Pest Control. Sandpiper can solve your pest issues. No contracts to sign, just results.
Call for a free estimate, 772-589-0204. Sandpiper Pest Control, a member of the ITEX trading community. Your ITEX dollars are welcome.
At Sunshine Furniture, our 35,000 square foot showroom is filled with the largest selection of in-stock coastal furniture on the Treasure Coast. Dining and bedroom sets, occasional tables, sofas, sleeper sofas, love seats, and chairs, including lots of slipcover styles from Universal, Four Seasons, and Capri. We have a gallery of Tommy Bahama and Lexington with styles designed for a relaxed approach to the finer things in life. Right now, we're having a summer sale with lots of great markdowns, including all pictures, lamps, and accessories half price. Sunshine Furniture, 1295 US 1 in Vero Beach, next to Planet Fitness. Family owned and operated since 1991. Don't forget to visit our outlet and closeout store directly across the street and visit our website at sunshinefurniturecasual.com.
Sunshine Furniture, the best in every way. Ooh, have a sunshine day. Sunshine Furniture, the best in every way. Ooh, have a sunshine day. Sunshine.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Hey, friends, Anna Valencia Tillery, your hostess with the mostest on the Treasure Coast Insider. Where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout this beautiful area of the Sunshine State. White Glove Moving and Storage, interstate agent with Beacons Van Lines. If you know of anyone who's planning a relocation, whether it's across the street, state, or country, even across the globe, our team would love to be able to be of a service, right? It's always a free estimate, no strings attached. Just guaranteed top-notch customer service and a pleasurable, cost-effective move. At White Glove, we want to be your top of mind when you hear of somebody needing help with the heavy lifting. And, of course, Foxy Nails, two locations, one in Vero, one off of Seaway Drive in Fort Pierce, South Hutchinson Island. Open 7 days a week. Gift cards always available. Manicures, pedicures, lash extension, waxing. They do it all. And they're true nail artists. You bring a design, they can emulate it. It's incredible. Thank you to my Foxy family. TreasureCoast.com. Over 80,000 unique views going to this website each and every month with the free calendar where you can upload your events, your not-for-profit and for-profit, whether it's live music or perhaps an incredible offshore fishing tournament. TreasureCoast.com is your resource to find out what's happening in one convenient spot, plus updates on the beaches and more. You're going to love that platform. I know I do. They even talk about our Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network Luncheon. That's 3 times a month. If you know of any ladies throughout the Treasure Coast that wants to be able to build their referral partners and resource partners, well, you should check out this luncheon. It's just the cost of lunch when it works in your schedule. First Tuesday of each month in Port St. Lucie, the second Friday in Vero Beach, and the third Wednesday of each month in Martin County. Here in the studio, I have Brad Eskew. He is our president of the Indian River Firefighters Benevolent Association. And these gents are just so dedicated to the community. They love to be able to partner with fellow charities, help with the mission of supporting our veterans, our children, our first responders. And this event coming up on June 18th, just a few weeks out, there's still time to be able to secure your boat into the race. There's opportunities to sponsor, and there's even opportunities to donate. Correct. Right, Brad?
Yes, absolutely. We're definitely looking for donations for our raffles, silent auctions, stuff like that, for our captain's meeting. We're looking for sponsors. Love having sponsors. Help support this great cause with the Clean Water Coalition. So yeah, there's definitely still plenty of time for everyone to pitch in and help out.
And get involved. $250 for the boat. You can have up to 6 fishermen. Lines go in at 6 a.m. And there's a variety of prizes. The tournament purse is $10,000 up for grabs, with first place coming in at $1,000, second place $500, third place $250. You get $1,000 if you get the biggest amberjack. Love that bonus. And there's prizes for our junior angler and our lady angler. Tell us more.
So the junior angler, that whoever wins that, the 14-year-old and under that wins that, is going to get a scholarship that they're going to be able to use towards college.
Nice.
So that's another one of the, you know, good prizes out there. You know, we want to get some kids out there having fun and help them with their future at the same time.
Absolutely. And, of course, there is this beautiful backdrop where you're going to be having all of the festivities, the captain's meeting and the day of tournament, where you're going to start at 6 a.m. and then weigh in is between 2 and 5. So that's going to be there at the Sebastian Saltwater Marina, formerly Captain Butcher's. So that's north there on Indian River Drive in Sebastian. And then you're going to have some live music. So for friends and family that are waiting for their anglers to come back, we have some live music from 11 to 2. Right?
Yep. Yep. And that band is True Phonics.
All right.
So gonna be a good time. Great music. Come out.
And that will help get the energy up for the
weigh-in.
I like that.
So everyone come out, have some food, listen to some live music, and then start watching the boats come in and watch these fish. Hopefully there's some big fish bitten weighed.
Yeah.
So it'll be a great time.
I think that this is really cool. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, this June 18th inaugural fishing tournament with the Indian River Firefighters Benevolent Association, they're going to have a portion of these funds raised to be able to support the Clean Water Coalition, which is doing so much good work when it comes to education and conservation. You know, this was the stat that was really interesting to me, Brad. Generating the lagoon is a key driver to the wealth and health of Florida's economy, generating $7.7 billion annually from jobs, housing, tourism, industry, recreation. That's crazy dollars.
It is. It is. It's a lot of money. It's a very important lagoon. The lagoon is extremely important, not only to Indian River, but the entire Treasure Coast.
That's right.
That share, you know.
And marine life, you know, we've heard about it. We see it daily where the seagrass has been decimated by, you know, this chain reaction of the fertilizer and stuff. So now there's not the food for the manatees and the other big fish to eat. And so this is just, these resources are going to come in really handy. And so you're out having a day of fun, maybe win some prizes, and you're completely paying it forward.
Absolutely. 100%.
You can't beat that.
You can't. You can't beat it. It's going to be a great time.
Ah, okay. So the treasurecoastinsider.us is the website for the radio show, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have links to their website right to the events page, where you can quickly sign up to register your boat for just $250. You can have up to 6 anglers. It's also where you could sign up to sponsor or talk about what you as a business or an individual could do from a donation perspective for some of these awesome raffle prizes. Maybe it's some sort of experience or giveaway, gift cards, you name it. All of it's helpful and greatly appreciated, right?
Absolutely.
Brad, you've been a great guest. Thank you so much. Keep up the good work, you and all of those firefighters. We appreciate you being here, and happy 10-year anniversary to the Benevolent Association.
Thank you.
Until next week, cheers.